Ever get stuck in those, you know, like those never-ending text threads, and you just like wish you could hit play and listen instead?
Oh,
It's
yeah.
the worst. Well, imagine a platform where the internet like wasn't built on text at all, but on voice.
Wow.
That's what we're diving into today, the story of SoundBranch
Okay.
and how it like was designed to be this completely voice-first world, but then it just kind of faded away. It's kind of mysterious.
Yeah.
What happened?
It really makes you think about, like, I don't know, the balance between being ahead of your time and finding that right moment to connect with users, you
Yeah,
know?
it's so true. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
So SoundBranch, this is like back in 2016. Our sources describe the founder, Sean Gilligan, and he's juggling all these calls with his sales team. They're spread out all across Chicago. So it's like late night check-ins,
Oh,
voicemails,
I know that life.
the worst, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, all that frustration kind of sparked the idea.
That's amazing, though, like how often these innovations just come from a personal need. You're just
Yeah.
like, I need a better way to do this.
For real. But here's where it gets interesting. Gilligan, he wasn't just, you know, trying to find a better way to manage his team.
Right.
He was also kind of obsessed with those huge Twitter tweet storms. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, those are the days.
Just like endless threads. And he starts thinking, what if instead of reading all that, you could just listen?
And this is 2016,
Exactly.
like way before voice notes were everywhere.
Totally. It was such a radical idea back then.
Yeah.
But Gilligan, he went all in. SoundBranch, it wasn't just voice heavy, it was voice only.
Wow.
No typing at
Yeah,
all.
bold move.
Right. He designed the whole platform to work on your computer, your phone, even those early smart speakers.
Wow.
He wanted that immersive audio experience.
That's wild. And you know that decision to just completely ditch text, that says it all about Gilligan's vision. He wasn't just making things easier. He wanted to like bring back the feeling you get when you're talking face to face, the emotion you just lose in text.
I'm hooked already, but how did SoundBranch actually work? Was it just sending like long, rambling voice notes to people?
Less like voicemails, I think. More like a voice-powered social network, you
I
know.
know that's a good way to put it. So how would you even use it though?
Okay, so every voice note, it was automatically transcribed.
Oh,
So you
cool.
could search for stuff, just like, you know, regular
Well,
text.
that makes sense. Yeah, that would be key in an all-voice world.
Right, accessibility. And just like other platforms, you could respond like publicly, sort of like in a forum thread, or privately with direct messages. And they even had an inbox, so you could keep all your conversations straight.
So it had that familiar social media vibe, but with this whole other audio layer on top of it. Pretty cutting edge for 2016.
Yeah, clearly.
Were there any other like standout features?
Okay, so this is where it gets really cool. They were using AI to analyze the emotion behind your voice notes. And
Whoa.
then they'd add an emoji to each one.
Wait, are you serious? They were doing sentiment analysis back
I
then.
don't know,
No idea.
cutting edge stuff. It's like, what are the biggest challenges with online communication, you know?
Yeah.
How do you get across all those little emotional cues you pick up on in person? So that's what they were trying to solve.
Wow. That's pretty ahead of its time. They really wanted to capture that feeling of like a real conversation. But they didn't just stop there, did they? Didn't they do something with podcasting too?
Yes. This is like where you really see their vision,
No,
you know?
their
It
theory.
wasn't just about like one-on-one chats or even group threads. They were thinking way bigger about like the whole future of audio creation. Remember how we were talking about those Twitter threads, those
I
storms?
know, yeah.
So they took that idea and made it into a tool for podcasting, collaborative podcasting even. Yeah. You could create a playlist, invite people to, you know, contribute voice notes, and it's like, boom, there's your episode.
That's wild. It's like what we have now with those playlist features and podcasting apps, but this was what, 2016?
Totally ahead of the game. They knew how powerful asynchronous collaborative creation could be.
And they didn't just stop at creation. They were thinking about distribution too, right?
Aren't
Like
it?
you could take your finished audio and share it through RSS feeds, the same way podcasts do it today.
Exactly. They knew that to change the audio game, you had to think bigger, create that whole ecosystem where you could like create work together and share it with the world.
They were really decades ahead. It's making me see podcasting in a whole new light, but that's what's so crazy. SoundBranch had it all. It was solving a problem, the tech was there, and they were thinking years ahead. What happened? It's almost like they, you know, they figured out the formula, but then hit the share button a little too soon.
Right. Timing is everything, right? Especially in tech.
Yeah.
Could be they were just a little ahead of your time. Think about it. 2016. Social media was still, finding itself.
Yeah.
Smartphones were getting there, but not like today.
Totally.
And most people, they weren't ready to go all in on a voice-only internet.
It really makes you wonder, though, what if they launch now? Mm-hmm. With everything we have now, the voice tech, how seamlessly things work together.
Right.
Plus, everyone loves audio now. Podcasts are huge. Do you think it would have been different?
It's a good question. I mean, we're so used to voice assistants, audio messages. It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
So would Gilligan's vision have taken off? Who knows? It's really interesting to think about, though.
Yeah. You've got the tech, but you also need everything else to line up. People's habits, the market, everything.
Yeah. That's what makes it so complex. Innovation isn't just about, having a cool idea.
No.
It's got to fit into the world as it is.
Absolutely. I think that's like the biggest takeaway from SoundBranch. They got so much right, but
this wasn't the right moment.
Exactly. It's like you can have the best idea, the coolest tech, but if people aren't ready for it, it's not going to matter.
Totally.
It makes you think, what else is out there? Like, what are people working on right now that just seems like out there?
Oh, I'm sure there's tons of stuff.
But maybe in a few years, it'll be the next big thing.
Right. And we'll look back and be like, they were onto something.
Exactly. Maybe SoundBranch was onto something huge. Just a little too early.
Well, that's a bit of a brain teaser to end on, huh?
It really makes you think.
Big thanks for joining me for this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
Yeah, this was a good one.